Okay, we continue discussing what we do to the person who kills inadvertently. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Roitzeach shegolo le'ir miklot. If a killer was exiled to a city of refuge, he's in the city of refuge, or rather, not yet in the city of refuge. Umitzal gol adam barogu, and the Redeemer of the Blood found him on his way there and killed him. On his way, he had not yet reached there. Potter, he's exempt from any punishment. Okay, now, we'll see later on, in the next blot, there's a machlokas regarding the law where the exile killer leaves the city of refuge and is killed. That's going to be another discussion. Over here, the Gol Adam killed the killer on his way to the city of refuge. That's what, in spite of the fact there were two people there to dissuade him, didn't work. Chazanish states that in this case, it is certainly forbidden for anyone, even the Gol Adam, to kill him. Okay.
That's when he comes back from
this. No. However, while another person who killed him would be subject to capital punishment, the Gol Adam is exempt. Whoa.
Well, that's right.
Wow, that's a big chiddush. He's saying he can't, Gol Adam can't even kill him, but he doesn't get punished.
Right.
Chaznish also writes that according to Rav Huna, even if the Gol Adam kills the killer as he flees the city of refuge before the trial, he's also exempt. Okay. Anyway, so in other words, the Torah is saying that if he kills him, you'll see in a minute, as you'll see from the Pasuk. In other words, if he kills, he's not supposed to, but he doesn't get punished. All right? Which we'll see in a minute. Yeah?
Isn't it like sort of like a... Learn it from a similar case, so that you shouldn't be able to kill him. It's just like a guy who comes to rob you, and like while he's robbing you, you're scared he's going to kill you. You can kill him, but once he starts running away, you can't shoot him in the back. Now, wouldn't it be like a similar thing? Like the guy killed the guy's family. You can't just go. Like, how do we learn that the Gol Adam has privileges to do such?
Let's look at the next puzzle. All we're saying, because look at the wording here again. What's the word? It says putter. He's exempt from punishment. Doesn't mean it's a mitzvah for him to kill him. Doesn't mean he should kill him. We just know that he's exempt if he kills him. Exempt means he's exempt. We don't prosecute him.
You don't do it.
That's all.
Hashem will do.
But he shouldn't. Zarachaz and Ish, the way he understands this Gemara, is that he shouldn't kill him. You're not supposed to kill him. He's supposed to go to the city of refuge. If he does, okay, he's exempt. So that's what the Gemara says. Potter, why? This is who's saying this again? Rav Huna. Because yes. Rav Huna says from the following pasuk, it says like this: we send him to a city of refuge. Now let's look at the whole. Is this going to give me the whole pasuk, or is it going to miss the pasuk before? Yeah, this is the pasuk before. You should have the context. Okay, let's go back. 19:5. 1 second. 19:5. Let's look at the whole context. Where is 19:5? Okay, we're separating three cities of refuge. Okay. Okay, 4. And this is the case of the slayer who shall flee there that he may live. Whoever kills his neighbor unintentionally, blah, 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 blah. It's describing how he kills him. The end of Pasuk Hey, and strikes his neighbor as he dies, he shall flee to one of those cities and live. Okay, so he goes there and lives. Now it's interesting how the Pasuk writes this now. Pen, lest the avenger of blood pursue the slayer while his heart is hot. Go to the city of refuge, that's where you're safe. Lest the Gol Adam will kill you in his anger, right? And pursue him and overtake him because the way is long and slay him. Okay? So we want him to go to the Ira Miklat so that the Gol Adam does not kill him. Now we have not said the Gol Adam is licensed to kill him. They're saying that he won't kill him. Now here comes the tricky pasuk now. And I'll point out the Hebrew word that's very important. Come on, is it going to show up? Not today. Okay. Well, the whole thing.
Well, when it says the heart is, while his heart is hot.
The Gol Adam, the relative, Adam. The relative.
I see. Okay, so he wants.
So go to the city of refuge while the. Remember, what are you the most upset?
Yeah.
When your relative is dead.
Yeah.
So y'all want to kill the guy.
Yeah. Okay.
So go to refuge, but it's saying lest he will kill, though he was not deserving of death. Now that's the question: who's he?
Though he,
since in times past he did not hate him. So you would think it's the goal, it's the killer.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the way you would understand it.
Yes.
Velo ein mishpat mamas. Those are the words we've got to. And then Hashem says, therefore, separate three cities of refuge.
Right.
Okay. So nowhere does it say it's a mitzvah for the goal of them to kill him.
No.
It's saying, go there so you won't get killed.
Right.
Okay, so now we could, from the pasuk alone, you could say, well, maybe the Goldam's not allowed to kill him at all. Maybe he even is prosecuted for killing him. We just want the guy to save his life. It's not clear. Certainly, it's not saying it's a mitzvah for the Goldam to kill him. It's say, lest they will kill him. Here's the critical word again. Velo, and to him, there is no deserving of death. So who's the and to him?
Uh-huh.
That's the thing. Velo, a mishpat modes. The Gemara will discuss who's the subject of there's no death penalty for him. So he says, Rav Huna says, Begoel Hadom who dichsiv. The pasuk's referring to the Redeemer of blood. All right. It teaches that if he kills the killer even before he had a chance to get to the refuge, he's absolved from any punishment lest he kill him. And it's saying, velo, and to him, meaning the Gol Adam, if he would kill him, he doesn't have a death penalty. You see that again? Look at it one more time. Now, here's the point. There's two subjects in the first half of the Pasuk Vav. It says, pen yirdav Gol Adam, lest the Gol Adam runs after him. Right? That's one subject. But after the killer, that's the second subject. Because the Gol Adam's heart is hot. And he'll reach him and kill him. Okay, so now, who's really the subject of the pasuk? Right? We're telling you, go to the Eir HaMiklat and you will live. Go there and you will live. Lest the Redeemer of blood runs after him because he's hot. And maybe he'll kill him. So, and he won't have a mishpat mavis. So, the subject of the whole pasuk is the Gol Adam.
Yeah.
Why does he have to run away and live? Because the Gol Adam will kill him. He'll run after him because he's angry. He'll catch up to him. He'll kill him, and he'll die. And he doesn't get a death penalty
right. Because
in times past he didn't hate him. Okay, so therefore, go to the Aramikla, because this guy can kill you. He's not going to get killed. So he's got nothing to lose. So you better go. That's one way you could learn the pasuk. Now, if you want, I could have learned it the other way. That we don't want you to have him. We don't want that guy to kill you, because you, the killer, don't have a death penalty on you. Because you didn't hate the guy you killed the day before either. So you see how the words velo can be interpreted either way? I can say it both ways.
But the Torah already said.
Torah said what?
That he didn't hate him from before. That's when he described the shogun in the first place.
That's true, but also the Gol Adam didn't hate this guy before.
But we're saying, it's not that I'm saying against the, if it's the not Gol Adam, it can't be. It has to be the Gol Adam.
Why?
The Torah already said.
But that's why it just said he killed him, he didn't hate him.
It's right there.
I understand, but doesn't mean he can't say it again. But I hear your question. Why would you have to say again he doesn't hate him? Okay, anyway, that's how Rav Huna learns the pasuk. He's saying it's referring to the Gol Adam. The subject matter really is the Gol Adam. With the killer, we talked about in pasuk, hey, that he has to run to the city of refuge. Why? Because the Gol Adam is going to kill him. So now you'd assume we just keep running on with the pasuk, and the Gol Adam won't have a death penalty. That's how Rav Huna understands the pasuk. Okay, that's how he learns.
Rabbi, if he did hate him in the past, then he would get killed?
Well, no reason to assume he hated him. He doesn't know.
The only reason he's killing him is to revenge. That's
what we assume. That's what we assume. I mean, that's the only reason. Okay, now, now comes the questions. This is Rav Huna's drasha. Now come the questions. Okay, because there's a brisa that on this was Rav Huna. Rav Huna is an Amora. Now there's a brisa, step higher. They learn the pasuk the other way. That's going to be the problem. So we have a brisa when the pasuk says on the very verse we're discussing, "Velo a mishpat maves," and he does not have a death penalty. The brisa analyzes who are we talking about. So it starts off by looking at both possibilities. Birot seyach hakasav midaber. The verse is referring to the killer. The killer had no death penalty on him, not the gol adam. It teaches he's not subject to death at the hands of the avenging relative while he's attempting to reach the city of refuge. So the Bryce is saying it's a capital crime to kill the killer as he wants to go to city of refuge. For the verse states that the killer is not deserving of death in such an instance. Only after the exile has begun may the Gol Adam kill him if he sets foot outside the Ir HaMikla. So that's what it's saying. It's talking about the killer, the other way of looking at it. And therefore we're saying we don't want this guy to kill him because he doesn't have a death penalty on him. He's not deserving of death. In that case, if he's not deserving of death, that means you should get killed if you'd kill him. Right? So now that's what Bryce says in one line. Now the Bryce shows you how it got to that point. Now the Bryce will say, okay, that's what it is. Now I'm going to show you there were two ways to look at it, and this is why we came to this way and not that way. So this is now like giving you both sides of the coin. You say it refers to the killer. The killer didn't have a death penalty. But maybe, O'ena Ella Begoladam, maybe it means the Goladam doesn't have a death penalty. But the Bryce can say, no, I'm going to show you why it's referring to the killer. Kishu Omer, when it says, aha, Vehu lo sone lo mitvol shilshom, Steve, you're going to be a very happy man. When it says, he did not hate him yesterday or the day before. Havi Omer, will you want to say Birot Seach HaKosav Medaber? Do you want to say, so I would say, one second, let me back it up again. You're compelled to say, again, Vahu Lo Sonola Mitmol Shoshom. Let's look at that pasuk again. Be careful on this. It says, yeah, Ki Lo Sone Hu Lo Mitmol Shoshom. Opa, I didn't want to do that. What did it say before? Look in Pasuk Dalet, Steve. Vahu lo sone lo mitmol shoshom. Pasuk here. Lo sone ki lo sone hu lo mitmol shoshom. All right, so now let's go back to this one over here. So, Kishu Omer, when it says, Eina Ela Begol Adam, Kishu Omer, it says, Hu lo sone lo mitmol shoshom. He didn't hate him for the day before. Havi Omer, I would say Berot Seach HaKosav Medaber. It's referring to the killer. Since the verse's concluding verse phrase, he did not hate him, can refer only to the killer, it makes sense to explain the unidentified subject of the previous phrase as referring to the same person, the killer, not the redeemer of blood. Hence, we find a brisa that contradicts Rav Huna. So in other words, it's saying he doesn't have a death penalty. It's referring to the killer doesn't have the death penalty. How do I know that? Maybe it refers to the avenger because it says he didn't hate him. So here the brisa is clearly saying who was the one we were talking about before who didn't hate him. In other words, why should he get a death penalty? He did not hate him. Right? So, Brotzech, Rasumataber. Okay. So, again, the way the Bryce is looking at this pasuk, it's saying like this. It's saying, lest the Redeemer will run after him, he's going to be upset and kill him. But Velo, but he doesn't have a death penalty because he didn't hate him from the day before. As we said to Psukim earlier, he didn't hate him the day before. There's no reason to give him a death penalty. He didn't hate him the day before. Right? That is the better way of understanding it.
But he didn't kill the Redeemer. He didn't try to kill the Redeemer.
We're not talking about the Redeemer. We're talking about the guy who killed the original person.
Yes,
right, so it's saying the original, the killer should go to Neir HaMiklat and live,
right,
lest the Redeemer of Blood, who's angry, will reach him and kill him.
Right.
And the price, it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate for the Redeemer of Blood to kill the killer because Velo and the killer, Amish, does not have a death penalty against him. He doesn't deserve to die for killing the first relative because he never hated him.
The killer.
The killer. The killer.
He did the guy he killed?
Yes, the guy he killed.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right?
All right. Not clear from that.
What?
I understand that that way makes the most sense.
That makes the most sense?
Okay, that's
so we're saying, we want you to live because you're not supposed to die.
Okay.
You're not supposed to get executed because you didn't hate the guy you killed.
Okay.
But the problem is the Redeemers might just kill you anyway because they're angry.
Okay.
Torah understands. Torah is saying, you should run there and live. Do that. Why? Because the Redeemers, they're going to kill you. They're upset. They're going to kill you. And it's not right for them to kill you. But we know normal human behaviors, you want to kill the guy. So, and they should not kill you because you don't have a death penalty because you did not hate that guy.
Okay.
And that's how the Braisa learns it.
All right.
So how could Rav Chista learn it otherwise?
Yeah.
Rav Chista wants to say, V'lo Emishma, he was referring to the Gol Hadam.
Right.
But the Braisa didn't learn it that way. It gave you it spoke out the possibility, but chose otherwise. So what's he going to do? So what's Rav Huna going to do? Okay, now let's... Whoa! We've explained Gemara as citing here the concluding phrase. Remember we showed you two phrases? He didn't hate him. We're saying the second one. Ki lo sonei hu lo mitmol shoshom. Rather than the earlier one, for hu lo sonei lo mitmol shoshom, which appears in the printed texts. In other words, there's a machlokas. It's what the girsa is. It's the price of bringing the first pasuk or the second pasuk. Our scroll saying we're using the text as quoting the second pasuk. This reading is followed by Mesoras HaShas, who amends our text accordingly and seems to have been reading the Rashi as well. See, however, Achlaner for another explanation. Okay, so that's the way we're learning it. So now, let's see what's going on here. According to Rav Huna, what is he doing with this? The last two phrases of the verse, but there is no death penalty upon him, and for he did not hate him. So how does Rav Huna understand it? Do not both refer to the same person.
Mm.
The first phrase refers to the Gol Adam and teaches the law that he's not liable for killing the killer as he attempts to reach Neir HaMiklat. There's no death penalty upon him, the Gol Adam. That's why Rav Huna learns it. The second phrase refers to the killer. The sense of the verse is that we are commanded to prepare the roads to help the killer reach safety in a Neir HaMiklat for the combination of reasons. A, the Gol Adam will pursue and try to kill the person who killed his relative, especially since he will not be held liable for doing so, according to Rav Huna. And also, the killer deserves our help because he was not the enemy of the person he killed. You hear what's going on over here?
It's the exact opposite.
I'm saying, we're explaining Rav Huna's.
Yes.
Rav Huna learned it one way, the Braisa learned another. You got to hold both different opinions in your head. The way Rav Huna learns it is we want to save this killer. Why? Go to Neir HaMiklat, because the Avenger of Blood is going to get angry. He's going to kill him. And for two reasons, that's not a good idea. All right? Velo ein mishpat maves, because the killer is going to kill him because he doesn't get a death penalty. And also, the killer shouldn't be killed because the killer didn't hate the guy from 2 days before. So he doesn't deserve to get killed, but he could get killed because the killer will want to kill him and he won't get punished for killing him. That's why Rav Huna learns it. Not like the Braisa. So he's kind of splitting it up. Everyone seems to agree, Ki lo sonei mitmol shoshom is referring to the killer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the first one.
Yeah, because that's the issue. Because the Redeemer of Blood, I mean, doesn't even know the guy. It doesn't matter what was his relationship before. The only thing that matters, the killer to the one who got killed, did he hate him before or not? That's the only thing that's germane.
Yeah.
If a Gol Adam hated the killer the day before or not, who cares? Doesn't matter. There was no issue over there.
Yeah.
So therefore, everyone agrees the last clause is talking about the killer. So the Braisa said, well, let's just keep both clauses talking about the killer. Right? Rav Huna doesn't seem to say that. He says the first clause, V'lo ein mishpat maves, is referring to the Gol Hadam. So therefore, get this guy into the Eirah Miklat, because if the Goel Adam kills him, he ain't going to get killed, A. And B, the killer doesn't deserve to be killed because he didn't hate the guy.
Yeah.
Now the problem with that is, okay, that's all he... The difficulty with Rav Huna's explanation of the verse is that it forces us to explain the two pronouns, him and he, in these phrases as referring to two different people. That's the problem with Rav Huna. The two pronouns are two different people, which is not typical of a pasuk, right? Look at the two pronouns again. The two pronouns are velo, that's one pronoun, and him, and the second pronoun, lo, again, there's two pronouns. You see, I've highlighted both pronouns? Yeah, that's the second one.
Yeah.
That's the first one.
Yeah. Right.
So you figure in the same pasuk, the same pronouns same should be place. The same guy.
Yeah. Right.
So if you learn like the Bryce is talking about the killer,
right.
The killer shouldn't be killed because he didn't hate the guy. And therefore, if you kill him, you'll get killed. That's the way the Braisa learns it. The difficulty of Rav Huna is he's swapping the pronouns. The first pronoun is talking about the Goel Adam. The second pronoun is talking about the killer. That's the difficulty with him. For this reason, the Braisa rejects this view and explains that even the first phrase, but there is no death penalty upon him, is referring to the person who killed, keeping it consistent. The sense of the verse, according to this view, is that we must do all we can to save the killer from the vengeance of the Goel Adam, because he, the killer, is not subject to a death sentence for his crime, since he killed inadvertently without enmity. It follows from this, the Torah never permits the Goel Adam to kill the person attempting to reach a city of refuge, but enjoins us to help the killer escape the natural rage of the Goel Adam, who might try to avenge the death even though he's not permitted to do so. So now you see the two ways of looking at the pasuk. The Braisa seems to be the most logical flow.
Right.
We do what we can to save him, because number one, he doesn't deserve to die, and number two, he never hated the guy. And therefore, we could deduce that if the guy, the golem, would kill him, he should get killed. The Torah gave no license for them to kill him. We're just saying that's the natural revenge factor, which is not permitted, and which he's going to get killed if he kills him. But it doesn't help the Goel Adam if he gets illegally killed. What does it help the Goel Adam if we'll what does it help the killer if we kill the Goel Adam afterwards? Doesn't help him much.
No,
so that's Torah saying, but never giving license to the Goel Adam. Rav Huna, on the other hand, is learning the Dochek shot and saying, no, it's we want to save him because the Goel Adam is not going to get killed. He's got nothing to lose to kill him. But the problem is the pronouns are switching. So that's why the Braisa seems to be knocking off Rav Huna's interpretation. Okay, so Mor's going to answer, Rav Huna has another Braisa. And another Braisa learns this pasuk the way Rav Huna learns it. Who the Amar Ki Aitana? Rav Huna will learn like a different Braisa. The Tanya, totally separate Braisa, says on the same pasuk, velo, and to him ain mishpat maves. There's no death penalty, and guess what? That Braisa says Bigol Hadama Kosev Medaber. Speaking about the Redeemer of blood. And it's going to now say why this Braisa holds it is going on the Goel Adam. He doesn't get a death penalty. Ata Omer Begol Adam, because you're saying it's speaking about the Redeemer of blood. Maybe not. Oena Elaboroitzeach. Maybe it's talking about the killer. Right? No. Same words, and they just look at it the other way. Kishomer, when the pasuk says, Kilo Sonela Homit Pol Shosham, he didn't hate him from the day before. All right? Hare Rotseach Amor. The killer is already mentioned. Already. In other words, this is Steve's point. The pasuk already said it to Psukim before. Again, back it up. When it says Kilo Soneh, that was the Hare Rotseach Amor. In other words, the final phrase of the verse explains why the killer does not deserve death. There's no reason for the previous phrase to also state that there's no death penalty for his killer. He's saying like this, why do you got to say, if it says he doesn't hate him, that's a reason why he shouldn't get killed, right? In other words, already saying that the killer shouldn't get killed because he didn't hate him.
Right.
So why do we got to say he doesn't have a death penalty, he shouldn't get killed? We already understand why, because of the fact it says he didn't hate him. The final phrase of the verse explains why the killer does not deserve death. There's no reason for the previous phrase to also state there's no death penalty for him. Why do you got to say it twice?
Right?
Well, if you're saying you don't want to kill him, you should say like this. The way he's learning, the Bryce is learning the Pusik is, when it says, unless he's going to come and kill him, take out these words. Take out those words. Read the Pusik without those words. Maybe he's going to kill him. Right? We said the Pusik before, let him go away and live. Why? Lest of all them gets angry, chases him and kills him. And not just say, Kilo Sonel, because he didn't hate him the day before. And he doesn't deserve to be killed.
Even now you don't need
him. No, but you just explain why he shouldn't get killed. So why do you got to say, Velo Ein Mishpat Mavis? We already understand from the words, Kilo Sonehu Lo Mitmol Shosham, that's the reason why he shouldn't get killed. So why do you got to say, and he shouldn't get killed because he didn't hate him the day before?
Not referring to him, maybe.
So that's why it's saying, by saying, well, this clause must be referring to the Redeemer of Blood.
Right.
That's why he says, he seems to say it's extra. Okay? That's what he's saying. Hare Rot Seach Amor. We already are talking about the killer.
Right.
So what am I going to do with the clause before? He doesn't have a death penalty? We're talking about the Redeemer of Blood. Okay, that's how that Brisa learns it. So Rav Huna will learn like that Brisa. We understand the difference between the two Brisas. The first Brisa gives us two reasons why you shouldn't be killing the Gol Adam. Number one is because he doesn't deserve to get killed. And number two, he didn't hate the guy. The other Brisa is saying, I don't understand. Just say, if you want to say he doesn't deserve to get killed, because he didn't hate the guy. Why do you got to say the first reason is based on the second reason? So therefore, although it's not so good to change pronouns, but what do I need to have that extra first clause for? Okay? Now, the difficulty with the relation of the verse presented by the first Brisa is that both phrases of the verse say essentially the same thing, that the killer does not deserve to die for his crime. Since we would understand this from the second phrase alone, the second Brisa rejects this explanation, explains the verse as Rav Huna does, that the two phrases refer to two different people. So, Bekitzer, each Brisa has a difficulty. The first Brisa that says that the first both clauses are referring to the killer, all right, it makes sense because you're keeping both pronouns consistent with each other. But the point is, why do you got to say the same thing twice? He doesn't deserve to get killed because he didn't hate him. Well, the Pasuk before told us early to name. Just say, he didn't hate him. Why did he say he doesn't get the death penalty? Must be referring to the Gol Adam. Well, the other hand, and that's why the second Brisa says, okay, I understand it's a problem, I'm switching pronouns, but he feels that the bigger problem is, why do you got to have two clauses saying the same thing? Either way, the Pasuk has a problem. No matter how you slice it, the Pasuk's got a problem. Are we going to say the same thing twice or switch the pronouns? So one Brisa picks one alternative, the other one picks the other alternative. And Rav Huna says, I have a Brisa that supports me, so what are you making a problem for me? So it comes out of big machlokas in the Brisas. Mm-hmm. If the Gol Adam will get killed for killing him. Oh. According to Brisa number one, that says he doesn't get a death penalty, that's talking about the killer. We never said the Avenger of Blood is off the hook for killing him, and therefore they should get killed for killing him. According to the second Brisa, the Pusik saying the Redeemers don't get killed means maybe they shouldn't lechatchila do it, and maybe it's forbidden to do it, but they will not get a death penalty for killing him. That becomes the machlokes if they get the death penalty or not. That is the machlokes of the Brisos. So now the Gemara wants to find a contradiction of Rav Huna from the Mishnah. Okay, so far so good. So now Rav Huna says, if they kill him, what happens? Rav Huna says, if the Gol Adam kill him on the way, what's the law?
No,
doesn't get killed. Doesn't get killed. He shouldn't do it, but he doesn't get killed. Right. So we're going to now have a question on him from a Mishnah. Tanan, we learned it on Mishnah. Just we learned it. Mosin lo shnei tamei chavim. We bring two scholars to go with the Gol Adam. Why? Shema Yeharganu Baderech. Maybe they're going to kill the Gol Adam. Will kill him. So what do they do? V'yadabra elav, and they speak to him. Okay, they speak to him. Now, the question is, what are these two people speaking to him about?
And speaking to who? The killer.
They're speaking to the Gol Adam. When the Gol Adam runs away, we have two people to go with him. Why? Because maybe the relatives will kill him.
Right.
I'm sorry, I meant to say the two rabbis go with the killer.
Right.
Why? Lest the Gol Adam comes along and wants to kill him, so they'll speak to him.
Okay.
Now, what are they going to say to him?
Now we can debate
what it is. That's all the Mishnah says. Now we can discuss amongst ourselves. Well, what are they going to tell? So the Gemara, to make it a kash and Ravuna, they're going to assume they're saying one thing. Well, we could assume something else. My love, you know why you need two, right? Why can we need two guys?
Yeah.
Why not one? Can't one rabbi? If you send one rabbi, is that enough? Why do you need two?
Witnesses.
Ah, my love, must be the Masrubay. They're going to warn the Goli Adam, and they're going to say, "Don't kill him." You know why? The Ikatol. For if he kills him, if you're going to kill this guy, Bar Katlohu, you're going to get killed, and we're the two witnesses who are warning you not to do it, and now you're going to get killed. Now, even though you want to kill a guy and you're hot-blooded and all that, but when you're getting a warning and you say, listen, buddy, if you're going to kill him, you are going to get killed in a court. That might be a good way of dissuading the guy to kill him. There's no witness. The guy, I'll kill him. I don't care. Hashem will kill me. Hashem, I'm upset with you. You killed my brother. I don't care. I'll deal with you, Hashem. But if you got two witnesses, no matter what, the witnesses will take you to a court and you will get killed. Isn't that the means? That would seem to contradict Rav Huna.
Absolutely contradicts everything.
Right? The Gemara assumes at this point that the Torah scholars dissuade the Gol Adam by teaching him that he is forbidden to revenge himself upon the killer at this time and formally warning him that he will be liable to the death penalty if he does so. Kazanish states that these Torah scholars would be sent to accompany him after the verdict of exile, not during the initial flight to the Ir HaMiklat, etc., etc. Fine. Anyway, that's fine. I don't want to get into further. So that's what Gemara assumes. Gemara says, no, there's another braisa that's going to tell you another way of understanding this Mishnah. Well, no. Kiretanya, as a braisa explaining the Mishnah, says, Vayadabre loved Dvarim Haru Uyimlo. They speak to him words that are suited to him. What does that mean? Not a warning that you can't kill him, but rather, Omrimlo, they say, Al Tanaig Bo Minig Shofredom. Don't behave towards him as is customary with a murderer. Don't kill him because you think he's a murderer. Bishkaga Bamasaliyado. The whole thing came unintentionally. So it came unintentionally. So why should you kill him? Not that they're going to warn him, and if you kill him, you're going to get killed. That's out. They're just trying to dissuade him. But if he indeed would kill him, they can't kill him.
That's a warning, too.
No, they're not warning him. They're just saying, don't do that. He didn't mean to do it. That's much different than saying, don't kill him or you'll get killed. You're not allowed to kill him. So that's another way of looking at what, that's what the Braisa says. Rabbi Meir adds in the Breiser, who medaber the yatso, the killer can speak for himself. Shinemar, as it says, v'zed dvar arotzeach. This is the word of the killer. Okay. Okay, we'll stop it over here. That's the basic understanding of that. We'll continue that idea afterwards. So we come out with a question from the Mishnah. Two ways to understand the Mishnah, so we can't bring a proof from the Mishnah of what they're coming for. Oh.